Blog Talk Radio.
Minor compared to what some car accident victims experience, yet there is a thankfulness for incidents where no one is hurt, but the conditions are bizarre. Today, let's take the opportunity to explore them and take comfort that those involved walked away safely. These scares seem minor compared to what some car accident victims experience, yet there is a thankfulness for incidents where no one is hurt, but the conditions are bizarre. Today, let's take the opportunity to explore them and take comfort that those individuals walked away safely. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this October 26, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is Estra, pronounced Estra. My official website is under Estra's blog, blogger. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube, on Twitter at Estra's Blog Tips, at Estra's TV, and at Estra's Radio Show. These are legitimate links. If you are not able to actually get into any links, please let me know by sending me an email to sunlightpublishing@gmail.com. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a traffic collision. Today's topic will be on spooky car accident scares. Also in our program today is personal injury in the news, providing comments on this week's events and holidays of the coming week, commentary on spooky car accident scares, and things you should know. A full moon may not be the only time when strange things happen. Halloween scares where tricks are chosen instead of treats may not come close to rivaling the scares of a car accident. Fortunately, today's discussion will be about those collisions that are scary but not physically harmful. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being in a car accident are up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on spooky car accident scares. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. The after show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook and like us there while you're there. Or tweet Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave a comment. And also go out and take a look at our new video that's up. It's You and Disability Surveillance. And it's got quite a bit that you should know about, especially before something like that happens to you. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week. It's Mother-in-Law's Day on October 27, 2013, and this might be a good time to reflect on the good experiences shared with mother-in-laws. Building good relationships begin with recognizing the strengths and weaknesses of any relationship. Look for the growth opportunities in the areas where both of you benefit. Our next notable mention is Halloween, which is October 31, 2013. Halloween has been given a bad rap in the past couple decades, in my opinion. For many years, children went door-to-door providing opportunities for neighbors to share each other's company along with fun tricks and treats. And unfortunately, because of a scare of poisoned apples from only a few people, our view of the fun holiday was significantly changed, and the commercialization of Halloween was invented. Next, instead of thinking of it in terms of just spooky, scary fun, the dimensions of the dark side was added and reduced the participants of children, which is sad in my opinion. It is only when we get back to common sense I wish it was so common today. And respect for each other. Well, our way of viewing holidays like this one in terms of just plain old fun, nothing more, nothing less, can return. Today, we all need more time to relax and just enjoy each other without concerns of the issue of the day. We need to remember how to have fun with each other. Have a happy Halloween. And our last notable mention is All Saints Day, which is November 1st, 2013. I remember that song, Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Many churches, and I guess we got this mentioned from timeanddate.com for the definition of All Saints Day. It says, many churches in the United States celebrate All Saints Day to honor all the saints, particularly those who do not have their own special feast day on November 1st. Some Eastern churches in the United States celebrated this day on the first Sunday after Pentecost. It's also known as All Hallows Tide, or All Hallowmas, or All Hallows Day, which is interesting since it's so close to the word Halloween. According to some sources, the idea of All Saints Day goes back to the 4th century when the Greek Christians kept the festival on the first Sunday after Pentecost in late May or early June in honor of all martyrs and saints. Commemoration of all martyrs began to be celebrated as early as 270 CE, but no specific month or date is recorded. All Saints Day, which is celebrated globally, is closely tied with All Souls Day, which was first instituted as monastery in Cluny in 993 CE, and quickly spread among Christians. All Saints Day and All Souls Day are also closely linked with Halloween, which is shortened with the name All Hallows Even, end quote. Interesting. So there must be some connection there. So next week for holidays is going to be a busy week. Now for our personal injury in the news this week. This week's emphasis is on highway intimidation by harassers and a way to stay safe. Overt harassment and intimidation by insurance companies or employers' main mission, in my opinion, is to scare their targets into giving up claims and silence the injured's words and or actions. And for many, it works. The constant bombardment of intimidation practices is something most people are not used to and makes them very uncomfortable. From my perspective, this needs to be called what it is, emotional and physical abuse. This is very scary for most subjected to highway bullies. Accidents do occur from this behavior. People experience harassment, say both them and their family members suffer long after it stops. My question is, under any circumstances, this behavior would not be tolerated and be prosecuted. Why is it okay when insurance companies or employers act this way? Personally, I say it is not okay, and individuals facing these circumstances must stand against it. Sharing this experience with others is important. It must be taken seriously, off the screen, and in the reality of the lives of those who live it daily. Here are five things you can do when being bullied by harassers while driving. Have a camera on and videotape while driving. It is true that bullies tend to behave better when their actions are being recorded. Number two, change driving path taken regularly. It's more difficult for them to engage in driving warfare when they don't know exactly how you are going to get there. Number three, change the day of the week you make appointments, times you typically do tasks, and allow extra time for their intervention. In this way, the efforts to stress you will be significantly reduced. Number four, when harassers do something on the road to endanger your life, like causing an accident, cutting you off, or cutting in front of you, braking in hopes that you will rear end them. I mean, the list goes on, but make sure to record it. Give a verbal moment-by-moment account of their actions. Number five, remember, you are in control of driving your vehicle. Do not allow them to engage you into behaviors that allow you to be set up in a way to be injured. Focus on your goals. Your time frame for arrival at your destination is what's important, and choose to make your outing as comfortable and pleasant as possible. Now on to things you should know after a car accident. Staying positive and focused after a car accident takes making it a priority. Many situations are in your path which attempt to cause confusion or misdirection, yet by remaining patient, thinking things through on each step of the way, and making good decisions upon your behalf creates an open door for contentment and courage to do the things necessary to ensure you come out on the other side of the journey with the hope and wisdom to move forward in life in a positive, focused way. This happens by becoming your own best advocate, staying on your course, focusing and remaining positive in difficult situations. Make sure to stop by and take a survey. There's about 5 of them out there right now to take on car accidents. You might find out who the better driver is between you and a friend or a partner. It would also be helpful just to be able to document the experiences of people who've been in car accidents. So just take a moment. They're really quick, really easy, maybe 5, 6 questions. Take less than a minute most times. It would be very helpful to be able to accumulate that information. So thanks for your support in that. When the results are available, they'll be posted. Now for my commentary on spooky car accident scares. Spooky car accidents make us believe in magic. Our minds ponder how a number of unusual circumstances can create the unimaginable, moves us to amazement and awe, where our curiosity is heightened, and we seek the understanding a way in which it occurs. And we are incredibly thankful that it is a new lesson to learn without the loss of life, liberty, or the pursuit of dreams. Sometimes we look at these circumstances and we think an angel must be watching over us. Lady Luck smiles, or perhaps like a cat, one of the 9 lives are used. Regardless of the hows and the whys, spooky car accidents are like a roller coaster ride where one can be exhilarated and relieved at the end of the ride. Typically, one is thankful it's over and physically unharmed, yet wiser for the wear and tear. One never knows when a spooky car accident scare will occur. It is nice, however, when one can rejoice at the outcome and bring wonder and laughter to others regarding the experience. Now for our section on spooky car accident scares. Next week on Halloween, make sure these 11 spooky, strange, or just downright funny is no trick or treat on you. Number 1, porta potties breaking loose from a truck on a freeway could leave many drivers washing their cars and themselves, truly wishing they had been where? Somewhere else. P.U. Number 2, what a relief making it to a Halloween destination. Opening your door as another car passes by to remove it from your car. Now you can have air conditioning all winter. Brrr! Number 3. Fake spiders are fun to see this time of year. Halloween brings all kinds of scary yet harmless tricks and sometimes treats. Yet real spiders in Toyota cars is a real problem for the manufacturer and the owner. Okay, number 4. You look up and what do you see? A neighbor's car on your roof? Did he get a job driving NASCAR? Was he practicing off the track? Haroon! Number 5. How did this pole get around the car? Maybe instead of driving the car, getting out of the way of a dog puking is more important. Yuck! Yuck! Number 6. The best time for a nap isn't while on the road. The action is better done in a nice, cozy bed. Oops! Making this mistake while driving can tick off the drivers around you and cause a chain reaction that will wake you up. Imagine that, sleeping and all of a sudden the cars around you are just banging into each other and you wake up, oh, man! What an experience. Okay, number 7. A game of chicken turned out to be a game of turkey? Gobble, gobble. Have you ever been challenged into a car race by another driver, only to realize before the end of the race you failed to navigate a turn? Ouch! Now your car is not looking so darn pretty. Gobble, gobble. Okay, number 8. Driving a car through a friend's house instead of parking it in the driveway is one of the fastest ways not to be invited over again anytime soon. Kaboom. Number 9. Driving a car into an embassy wall as a way of getting in doesn't work very well. Walls can't say, hello, come in. Honk, honk. Number 10. How many mind marbles do you need available when getting behind the wheel of a car? All the ones you started with in the morning. Leaving a few mind marbles at the evening bar can mean waking up not even close to your destination. Where am I? How did I get here? Where are my marbles? Okay, number 11. Have you had to go home and explain to your parents, your partner, or friends that you just wrecked their car? Scary! That might be the scariest one of them all. Although I'm sure that they're happy that you were okay and the other people were too. But that's got to be one of the scarier ones. Whatever you are doing in a vehicle, make sure to remember the main mission. The goal is getting you from one destination to the next in one piece. So relax, enjoy the ride, and be safe. Car accidents are unfortunate events, yet it is a good thing when one can see the humor in the situation versus tragic or very serious injuries. It gives us something to reflect upon that reminds us how lucky we are to still be here. Therefore, use your time and energy wisely. Make the most of each day. And remember, we all have something to contribute to this world. Regardless of our skill set, giving and caring about each other is one of the most important things we can learn to do. So if you've been spooked by a car accident event and not been seriously injured, place this day in your lucky pocket and realize this indeed is a good day. Make sure to go out and stop by estrus.blogspot.com for information on the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner that are currently available. Make sure to stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick up one. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. If you have any trouble at all being able to get that information, please drop me a line, because I want to make sure you actually get that information, because it's really important to have in case you're in an accident. Also, I've received information that some of you have been getting really strange messages from going out to visit some of my sites, looking at links and trying to access information. If that happens to you, make sure to drop me an email or drop me a tweet and let me know that it's happened to you. And also make sure to go to my official car accident website, which is the estrus.blogspot.com. Submit links that are safe, or actually you can also go to YouTube directly, and you can also go to blogtalkradio.com to search for Talking About You with Estra and be able to pull up the radio shows there. You can also go out to iTunes, and they're there. So there are a lot of places to actually go out and take a look, but those are some of the main ones. But if you need any help or you continue to run into problem in being able to get into sites, harassment, believe me, is very real. So make sure that you go out and take a look at this. And if you need any help, make sure to drop me a line. Also, you can actually find our links are also on Facebook, too, under Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips, and also Disability Counter Surveillance. That's it for our show today. I hope that you got a little spooky and a little scared in a very fun way. Remember to like us on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. And I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, Musicians Force M, as always, Grant, Raymond, Brett, Fever, Sound 14, and Chabela. And we didn't have any articles today. Make sure to tune back in next week, next Saturday. Our next show will be You and Past Reflections, Future Dreams. So come talk, come listen. It's a place where you can just be yourself, enjoy the rest of your day, and have a happy All Saints Day, Halloween, Mother-in-Law's Day.
Witches and goblins with jack-o'-lanterns bright creep through the town on a cold October night. You hear the sound of running feet when nothing can be seen, and the strangest thing can happen on a wild Halloween. Merry children.
servants run about, masks on their faces, they go with noisy shout. They ravage every window pane where people may be seen, and the strangest things can happen on a wild Halloween.
Contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you